This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salatu ala al-Mustafa, wa ala alihi wa sohbatihi, wa man ihtada bihadjihi ila yawmil liqa wa ba'd. We live in a time of human advancement. Subhanallah. There was a time we'd look up at the birds and see them fly and think, you know, I want to fly. And today, the poor bird, as it flatters its wings trying to fly, looks sideways and sees man in an aeroplane asleep and still flying. And now the bird is thinking, I want to fly like that. We have advanced. Man has landed on the moon. Today you sit here and on the brink of 2015. And in your hand is an iPad or an iPod or a little gadget, and with it you will speak to someone from the other end of the globe. And not only speak to them, you'll see them. Humankind has advanced. There was a time if a doctor wanted to see inside you, he had to open you up. Now he x-rays you, or ultrasound, or MRI, and so on and so forth, and he can read the inside you from outside. Man has advanced. Man has reached levels of technological advancement that was unimaginable in the times that passed. And with this advancement comes this notion of self-efficacy, that I can. And with it comes self-reliance. And with this reliance and self-sufficiency and self-determination, man becomes too dependent on himself. So he thinks he is it. There is no other power. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّنْ يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. He thinks there's no one that has power over him. No one that can hold him in check, or no one to whom he will have to account. Man becomes heedless. And if you look around you, man has become heedless. Look at what we have done to the environment. Man has become heedless. The ozone layer is depleted. Man has become heedless. Global warming is over us, and man still doesn't realize that his unethical and immoral conduct is destroying not only the planet but lives. And it is important at this juncture, on the brink of 2015, for gatherings like this to take place. Gatherings which change your paradigm, which recalibrate your compasses, which brings you back to an alternate reality, that man, you will go and give account to someone. You will have to stand in front of your creator and your maker and explain and account for the life which you had and how you spent it. As such, a topic with the signs of the akhirah is designed to make man conscious and conscientious of another world to come, and in that way make him more moral and more ethical. And in our times we need morals and ethics. Everyone needs morals and ethics. The businessman needs morals and ethics. The doctors need morals and ethics. Engineers, the journalists need morals and ethics. Politicians need morals and ethics. It is very important to bring mankind back, or at least amidst ourselves, to try to change our paradigm and recalibrate our compasses and reset our directions, that our main priority isn't to sell an article, and it isn't to make money, and it isn't to secure oil, and it isn't this and that, but our main priority is how to be decent and how to be good and how to be righteous and how to be God-fearing and law-abiding and hard-working. And that is why these gatherings, or the idea behind these gatherings, are that. ككبش ذبيح بذكر الإله تطيب الحياة.
سر أسارير وجه صبيح.